Alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Memorial Day Tuesday edition. Feels a hell of a lot like Monday, though. How you doing, Fancy Brian?
It feels like a Monday.
It certainly does. Got Evan here with me in the world headquarters. Beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. Weather pretty nice. He'll be lightly screening your calls all day. And I hope there's a lot of them at 844-967-2789. I made a pledge to certain members of this audience, Fancy Brian, and the pledge I made, conservatives primarily, cover the Sussman trial. Cover the Sussman, right? They asked us, cover the Sussman. Who's Sussman, you might ask? Well, he's this guy who apparently worked for, what, the Clinton team back in 2016. And he apparently approached, you know, the FBI, and there was some conversation. And anyways, he might have pointed them towards this sort of back channel connection between Trump, or at least Trump Tower and Alpha Bank. And the question was, did he properly represent himself as an employee of the, the Clinton team? Did he tell them? Well, I'm part of the Clinton team. Well, apparently, a jury felt like, yes, adequately he did inform the FBI, and it was James Baker and a few others, but he did. And how do we know this as of today? Well, because he was acquitted in a court of law. And this is going to sting a little bit. It's going to sting all those, let's just call them, conspiracy theorists, Russia hoaxers, MAGA hat wearers, Trumpsters. They got to be a little sad today, Fancy. You know, sort of a disappointing outcome. So I thought that's where we would lead today. Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman found not guilty of lying to the FBI in a blow to the Durham investigation. Now, Durham is the special prosecutor still left over from the Trump administration. And this was going to be the big one. You know, he's finally going to take the Clinton campaign to the woodshed. Well, let's see how it worked out. Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman was acquitted Tuesday of lying to the FBI in the first trial of special counsel John Durham's investigation. Will there be more? Will there be more? The verdict is a major defeat for Durham and his Justice Department prosecutors, who have spent 3 years looking for wrongdoing in the Trump-Russia probe. He claims Sussman lied during a 2016 meeting in which he passed a tip to the FBI about Donald Trump and Russia. The Washington, D.C. federal jury deliberated for 6 hours over 2 days before reaching its verdict. And the Sussman case revolved around his September 2016 meeting with James Baker, a friend who was the FBI's general counsel. Sussman passed along a tip that led to a four-month FBI inquiry into possible internet back channel between the Trump org and the Kremlin-linked Alpha Bank. Both companies denied the claim the FBI didn't find any improper cyber links. So that's the end of it, right? No. Here we are. They're investigating the investigators. They're getting to the bottom of it. And the Durham-led prosecutors argued that Sussman intentionally lied to Baker by saying he came only as a concerned citizen and not on behalf of any client, saying Sussman hit his ties to Democrats to manipulate the FBI and shit up an October surprise to help Clinton win. Now, in Sussman's telling, at the peak of Russia's attack during the 2016 election, he went to the FBI with a good faith tip, which originated from reputable cyber experts that he represented. He separately worked on Clinton's behalf to peddle that unverified tip to the press, generating some coverage. He didn't try to dupe Baker or hide his political ties, which were well known to the FBI. And Durham is a Trump-era holdover, is that what we're calling him, who was appointed by then-Attorney General Bill Barr in 19 to review the Russia probe. Barr and Durham have publicly questioned the legitimacy of the Russian probe, but Durham hasn't yet backed up those assertions with criminal convictions. And now you're 0-1 in the courts. You know, you'll catch Trump in no time. Because he was, what, like 1-60? One juror told CNN the jury didn't initially agree on the verdict, but then they got the case on Friday afternoon. But over the course of deliberations, the juror said, all 12 jurors agreed that Durham's team did not meet the 5 legal requirements needed to find Sussman guilty. So, didn't meet the legal standard for a conviction. You know, and that's got to sting a little bit, I got to think. Especially if you're the former president, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump lost his, let's call it crap, in exactly 3-2-1. So here's what Donald Trump had to say about the acquittal of Sussman. Our country's going to hell! A little bit more from a statement posted not on Twitter. Still doesn't have a Twitter account. Former President Trump on Tuesday expressed outrage. Outrage, I tell you, Fancy Brian, at the news that Michael Sussman, a lawyer who represented Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic Party, was found not guilty of lying to the FBI. Now, Sussman is being investigated by a special counsel in relation to the origins of the Bureau's probe of Trump's 2016 campaign for president. Now, here's the statement from the former. Our legal system is corrupt! All caps, corrupt. That's why, you know, he's serious. Our judges and justices are highly partisan. You appointed a lot of them. A little bit more here.
Yeah.
They're highly partisan, compromised, or just plain scared. Our borders are open. All caps again. Our elections are rigged. Inflation is rampant. All caps. Gas prices and food costs are through the roof. Our military leadership is woke. How dare they be woke? Our country is going to hell. H-E, double hockey sticks. All caps. And Michael Sussman is not guilty. Trump and his allies have long claimed Sussman and others within the federal law enforcement and intelligence communities were part of a politically motivated deep state, you know, attempt to undermine his first presidential. Now, conservative media outlets have relentlessly covered the special counsel's probe and Sussman's role in the narrative. And before his acquittal this week, prosecutors had alleged that Sussman, a key figure in the special counsel's investigation, had lied to the FBI regarding the case. Now, here's a statement from the special counselor appointed by Bill Barr under Trump. While we are disappointed in the outcome, we respect the jury's decision and thank them for their service. I also want to recognize and thank the investigators and prosecution team for their dedicated efforts in seeking truth and justice in this case. Do you think he thinks justice was served?
It's funny.
You know, one thing they did not include in the posting to the Truth Social, I'm going to try to go to the original source here, see if I can find it. Trump concluded, the country is going to hell. Enjoy your day.
Really?
Enjoy your day, yes.
We're all going to hell. Enjoy your day.
From the Hill's reporting thereof. You know, the country's going to hell. Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day. Perfect sense. Just like all the things he randomly lumped together, and then also the Sussman verdict was awful.
You know, I should give full context to the statement, Fancy Brian. Here is the last two sentences of the Truth Social posting at Donald J. Trump. He got the red check, so you know he's verified. He's at Real Donald Trump. Didn't give himself the middle initial. We talked about the legal system corrupt. Our judges and justices, highly partisan, compromised or just plain scared. Borders open, check. Elections rigged, check. Inflation rampant. Gas prices, food costs through the roof. Military leadership is woke, check. Our country is going to hell, and Michael Sussman is not guilty. How's everything else doing? Enjoy your day. See, I've given it full context now.
Really good stuff. This is a normal day. Everything's horrible. Everything's crappy. See you later. See you tomorrow. All right, cool.
I was just reading a few of the other quotes from legal experts. Apparently, they're enjoying this outcome, Vance Brian. I'm not claiming to be any sort of legal expert, but, you know, in deference to the fact that I promise certain conservative members of this audience full and comprehensive coverage of the Sussman outcome.
I wonder if he'll call and concede.
Oh, you mean CJ or Trump?
Exactly.
So Sussman, not guilty. Not guilty. And we do have some other legal updates. We're going to bring them to you. And, you know, later in the week, coming up soon, James Santel, our good buddy. Santel is going to join us because, you know, when we stack up enough legal updates, we're going to need the former U.S. attorney to join the team and tell us what we should believe. And I never did believe that Sussman was going to be convicted. You know, slightly embarrassing for the Hillary Clinton campaign 6 years after the fact. More embarrassing is, you know, the fact that Trump is no longer the president. We moved beyond that election campaign. And he's still out there crying about Sussman and also rigged elections, right? Rigged elections. And for the big Jim Santel fans amongst us, and isn't that all of us, really, everybody is. Did I tell you fine folks at James Santel launching a brand new show right here on the network? The Jim Santel Show. I don't know what we're calling it yet. Something about Leave the Cannolis. But Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will host his own show each and every Saturday. I'm coming down to the Shaw. I'm very excited. Friday Night Live, that's also starting this week. The Farmer's Market and the brand new James Santel Show. So it's a big day. I'm enjoying it, just like Trump said.
You get nothing. You lose.
Well, it also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
You got nothing.
The courts agree with us, too. What's going on in this country?
Wrong!
But other than that, I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.